today's Tourism Roundup, we look at the impact sporting events are having on the tourism sector. And in our No Jamaica feature, we stop for a stroll at Devon House in St. Andrew. Welcome to the program. Please stay with us. The tourism sector is benefiting considerably from sporting activities, which contribute to increased revenues. Traveling to participate in or watching sporting events has been increasing worldwide as tourists try to make the best of their travel experiences. A number of tourists visit Jamaica just for sporting events, contributing to increased hotel bookings.
We encourage not only local but international sports promoters to do events in Jamaica and to encourage more and more events over time. The GHTA and our hotels in particular have been working for many years on promoting sports tourism. For example, the hotels in Kingston strongly support the Kingston City Run, and that brings in international guests.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg. She says sporting events are providing increased foreign exchange earnings and fueling economic growth.
Tourism and the accommodation sector and tourism in its widest sense in terms of transportation providers, attractions, other service providers to the industry do benefit from sports tourism. It also increases the profile of Jamaica, generally speaking, especially as a lot of these events are covered by the international media, and so brand Jamaica gets significant exposure.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg. Sports tourism is a fast-growing subsector in the global travel industry and is said to be valued at approximately $600 billion per year. Many countries have been formulating sports tourism strategies to take advantage of this growing sector. In Jamaica, hotel administrators are using the opportunity to promote their brand and services at sporting events. Marketing executive at Altamont Court Hotel, Lassell Clark, gives an example of how hotels benefit from sporting events.
Some people would be coming from different areas. For example, when there is a mile of Western Relay, there are people going into Montego Bay from out of Montego Bay, and they want to stay over to be at all the events or to be at more than one event.
Mr. Clark adds that with the annual Issa Grace Kennedy Boys and Girls Championships scheduled for March 14 to 19, a number of guests have started making reservations for those days.
We would like to see the whole sector and the country experience increased benefits from capitalizing on the potentials in that area. Already we are seeing some bookings from people who have been forward planning for the event.
This, he says, will significantly boost business for hotels, particularly those located close to sporting facilities, such as the National Stadium. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature, we stop for a stroll at Devon House in Kingston. The house was built in 1881 by George Stibel, a wealthy Jamaican who became one of the first black millionaires in the Caribbean. Many visit the historical site just for ice cream, because it is said that the best ice cream comes from Devon House. That's it for today's program. I'm Shanari Ferran with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Thanks for your company.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.